This is the story of three university students, but a story with a twist. These are refugees who have fled some of the worst conflicts in the Central African region. At Mbarka University, located just off a main road in Abéché, the fourth largest city in Chad, is teeming with students, including a few non-Chadian undergraduates. These are refugees from Darfur, in neighboring Sudan, and from the Central African Republic, beneficiaries of UNHCR's Higher Education Scholarship Program, called DAFI, with contributions from the German government. Mohammad Usman Ali is studying business administration and management. He fled from El Geneina in Darfur, Sudan, in 2003 and has been living in Jabal refugee camp with his family for the past 12 and a half years. But thanks to this scholarship, he's been able to go to university. But he says it wasn't easy.
Yeah, actually, it was very difficult. So firstly, when we came to Chad, we faced a lot of difficulties. Then the second difficulty has started from the university I have joined here, because I have joined a community that I wasn't raised in it. It's very complicated because the Arabic that they speak, I don't know. I don't understand also. Secondly, the official language in this country is French. And me myself, I don't know French, and it was very great difficult since I arrived at Abéché, and especially when I came to the university. And by the pass of time, me myself, I start speaking a little bit of French.
In addition to his own personal struggles, he's also the refugee student body president and represents the students. Professors at University at Mbarka have gone on strike for the fourth time this school year, which has delayed progress for all students, including the refugees. While dealing with the strike and his own issues as a refugee, Mohammad also understands what they're up against, even when dealing with the basic food, water, and shelter issues.
Refugee students are facing many challenges. It's not only Sudanese refugee students. We have from two countries, from Central Republic and from Sudan. That means I am their president and I'm representing them in everywhere. The most difficult challenge that they face, the community that they are living in it is not the same community that they raised it. And they don't have family and relatives in it. So because of that, the great difficulty it contains in how to get house and how to rent house, because the renting house is very high here. And sometimes maybe the community maybe will not accept. If you are more than three or five, maybe they will not be able to accept you to live in their house. And secondly, the most great difficulties they face is electricity, because generally Abéché has an electricity. And the university system, sometimes we used to study about 10 hours daily. When we go back home, it's already the sun has gone and we would like to revise. Unfortunately, there's no electricity to revise, and this is a second difficulty. And thirdly is water. We have two categories of students. There's students who have found a scholarship which was sponsored by DAFI. And the second category are students who came by their own fund. So those who come by their own fund, they face a lot because they don't have enough money to buy water. And here in Abéché, we don't have enough water. And even the community also facing a difficulty how to find water. So daily you can buy water is great problem. For example, maybe $2 or $3 is very difficult to buy daily.
Most of the students at Adam Barka University are men, and most of the refugee students are Sudanese men. And then there's also Mkeder Sihanasu, 24, a third-year economics student from the Central African Republic. She's wearing a colorful patchwork dress and leopard print hijab. She was one of the Central African Muslims in Bangui who were whisked to safety in Chad via plane in January 2014 after fighting broke out in the capital. Mkader's family pushed her to go, she says.
My father said, you have to study because things are bad in this country. I couldn't stay there. He said, we can't all die together. I had to leave to study. That's why I came here.
It was hard to adjust, all alone in the refugee camp in southern Chad, so far from home. Her family still lives in the Muslim PK5 neighborhood of Bangui, which is frequently under attack.
It was a very big trip and it was difficult. My parents are still there, and every time I listened to the radio, the TV, it was about killings. It wasn't easy for me at first. My dad, my mom, my little brother, they're all in PK5.
She received her scholarship to continue her undergraduate education in Abéché, but it was yet another place she didn't know. And there are only two other Central African refugee students, and both are men. She says she's had to adjust.
It's very difficult, because when you get to Abéché, how do you dress? How do you act? At first it's not easy, but I learned how to start acting like them, dressing like them. Now it's better. There are a lot more men than women, because most girls, well, we don't study, we get married rather than study. There are a few women, but not enough.
Mkhadra is looking towards the future. She's almost completed her undergraduate studies, which have been delayed due to professors on strike at the university, and hopes to get her doctorate, perhaps in another country, before returning to Bangui. But even while studying, the outbreaks of violence in her own country haunt her daily.
When I finish school, I'll go back home, hopefully, to start a business and give work to people who have nothing, who otherwise would turn to crime. I asked my Central African brothers to stop the killings. We're all the same. Central Africans. We were born there. Our grandparents were born there. And every time I hear, every time I watch TV, people are killed. We do horrible things. Really, I believe it's inhumane. We're all brothers and sisters. Even if they're Muslims, they're your brothers too. I ask you to stop doing what you're doing there.
While Mkhadra hopes to return to the Central African Republic, her Sudanese refugee counterparts admit that if they hadn't received a scholarship, they would have considered migrating to Europe to continue. Here's refugee student body president Mohamed Usman Ali.
I am very sorry. My people and my brothers, sometimes they go to Libya and they immigrate illegally. Sometimes they die in the Mediterranean Sea. And some others, they will be kidnapped by unknown people and maybe they used to sell them. It's very hard for me when I see in the television, I used to cry because we don't have any facilities that we can depend on ourselves. Before getting this scholarship, me myself, I was thinking to immigrate illegally. By grace of God, in 2013, I have found this scholarship, and my parents also has advised me a lot to not immigrate illegally or to move towards Libya because it's so dangerous. So in CAM, there is no jobs and even there is no opportunities. So that's why I decided to immigrate. But now when I found a scholarship, it's more guarantee for me to establish my life.
While Mohamed is grateful for this opportunity, he's aware of the pitfalls after graduation. Like all students, he needs to find a job. But not all graduates are seen in the same light.
But there is another second worry will start after graduation. After graduation, most of the students who has finished their schools, I mean, who has finished the university, they went back and now they're sleeping. There is no jobs totally. So this is a great problem. And even if they found a job, there's not enough equality, the incentive between refugee graduate and citizen graduate. Otherwise, because refugee is student and citizen is student, their level is same, and maybe the certificate or the diploma they have is the same, but they used to come to say, you are a refugee, you can have about $70, and Chadian can have $200. So this also will let us to feel disappointed.
His personal goal is to become a humanitarian worker, because he says he wants to give back what he's received. One refugee student and scholarship recipient who's aiming high is Rahman Mohamed Yebit, a 22-year-old originally from Far Baranga, West Darfur. He fled the fighting in Darfur with his family in 2003. He's worked his way up academically in the schools in Jabal refugee camp. Wearing a white tie to match his trousers, Rahman says he has a dream.
I'm studying law. The reason of I choose law because I was affected by crisis in my country. I know nothing should bring me my rights except I know my rights, and then I will let them know that they have a right to education, they have a right to integrate, they have a right to work, they have a right to move, they have a right to speak. I hope to change my community situation. I hope to be a leader so as to change the many negative things inside my community.
Rahman's in his third year at school and hopes to become a human rights lawyer. He'd like to go back to Sudan, but he's very aware of the human rights violations still being committed on Darfuri soil.
I hope to go to the Sudan if there is sensible development, if there is security, if my country become as it was before. For now, I don't think I should go to Sudan because there's a lot of challenge, there's a lot of problems. Since 2003 till now, there is crime committed in Darfur, a lot of women being raped. Nowadays, a lot of children are being kidnapped, women being kidnapped, and a lot of challenge, a lot of crisis are happening nowadays in Sudan. I hope to go outside and chat, and so as to come back and to change Sudan positively.
Rahman's vision is more precise than just helping his people, however.
My ultimate ambition since I was 7 years old, I want to be a president of Sudan. As people say, I have a dream, but before that, I have to work hard so as to achieve my goal.
A future community leader, a future humanitarian worker, and a future president of Sudan. Refugee recipients of university scholarships, thanks to UNHCR and the German government, who hope to give back when they've completed their education. But the hard work doesn't stop here. Reporting for RFI from Adam Barca University in Abeche, Eastern Chad, this is Laura Angela Bagneto.